Les Miserables opens in Anchorage tonight. The Broadway musical has been produced around the world since 1985, but this production has some local twists. KSKA's Ann Hillman has more.
Director Andy Ferreira guides the cast through one of their last rehearsals before opening night. The 23 players have been working on the two-hour-long show for only about 2 weeks. The main cast and crew are from L.A., but once they hit town, they were joined by four local girls. They'll take turns playing Little Cosette and Little Eponine.
Would you all agree it's pretty fun?
Yeah.
11-year-old Parker Kinley says she loves the once-in-a-lifetime experience and has learned from the professional cast.
I've learned that to trust all of your teammates because they're going to help you through this, and even if you mess up, they'll guide you through it, and yeah, it's just awesome.
And the wigs have shown her other things.
It's so fun to see yourself as a blonde.
But 10-year-old Megan Nelson says the acting is a challenge.
It's hard because I like to smile a lot and trying not to smile and to act sad because her mother she couldn't afford to keep her, and so she had to drop her off with people who were actually mean to her. And so you have to be sad.
Let's face it, Les Mis isn't exactly a happy play.
Here we go. Who dies first? Okay. Stand up. Raise your hand. Chad, this is the first one that dies.
That's Ferrara again. He's blocking the scene at the barricade where, spoiler alert, most of the cast dies. They drape their bodies over a rotating set that looks like stacked rubble, broken chairs, wooden boxes. Ferrara says the set is smaller and less complicated than one might see on Broadway because this is a regional production.
We don't have $10 million to spend on a production. We have far less, so it really makes you be more creative on what you're going to do.
He says they do things like use candles and fog to create different scenes instead of relying on a massive turntable. Ferrara says, unlike other regional productions, the Anchorage Concert Association has been involved with this show for more than 2 years. They helped find the set and audition cast members. Even the local crew has more of a say than they would for other productions.
And here, they're involved. It's like, well, why don't we change over here, and why don't we do this? Every element, from the lights to the costumes to the sound department, is involved in some way putting on the project instead of just being told what to do.
Ferrara says that's why they got to choose four girls instead of just one to sing Little Cosette's iconic song.
Crying at all is not allowed, not in my castle on a cloud.
Les Miserables is playing at the Performing Arts Center through October 26th. In Anchorage, I'm Ann Hillman.